It's all fine. Covered the bases. Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,215. Walter N. Thomas II seeks a variance from the side yard setback for a proposed structure. Sections 115.25, 115.185 and 185.211 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Griffin Lake Drive, approximately 0.26 miles northeast of Meadowbrook Lane. The 911 address is 16192 Bowtie Drive in Milford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 130, Map 2, Parcel 27.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 10-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback for an accessory structure over 600 square feet. Staff would receive that we received one letter of no objection, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. The letter of no objection is not actually signed. The neighbouring address, it says it's from the sole owner of the property directly affected by the variance requested. And please be advised, I have no objection to the request, and Mr. Thomas has my permission to proceed with his structure as proposed. And that's signed by Judy Berwick with no address because it's out of state. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Walter Thomas. I live at 1335 Milford Harrington Highway, Milford, Delaware, 19963.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Could you explain to us your request and convince us that you meet the standards for granting variance?
So I'm requesting a variance to replace an existing garage. I want to build it a little bit bigger and obviously newer. The one that's there was built sometime between the 50s and 1976 when I was born. The biggest problem with it is the location of the septic system, the septic line, and the drain field, and also the property is very narrow, which with the driveway on the opposite side of it doesn't allow for the garage to be put on the other side. It's also directly up against the property line on one corner. It's like less than 2 feet. The other corner is 4 feet. So I kind of wanted to shift it a little bit to give it at least a 5 foot setback, and then would still allow for a 28 foot depth without affecting the septic line. There's a lot of, it's a wooded area, obviously. There's a lot of large trees, which I really don't want to cut down. It kind of adds to the neighborhood. I mean, if you cut the trees down, it's just all open space. It creates a lot of heat. That area is usually 10 degrees cooler than anywhere else. The back portion next to the house, It's going down towards the lake. It's all slope. It's a pretty steep slope, so I can't put it back there. Mm-hmm. Up towards the front, the drain field is right about where the purple one is. Mm-hmm. That's right about where the drain field is for the septic, and the line kind of runs up in front of the garage. But there's enough space there where I can, you know, give it a little bit more depth. And then, of course, the driveway is on the lower section there underneath the purple numbers. But the garage was existing when I got the property. It was actually my grandmother's property, and there's four lots from the 27.03 is actually my mom's lot. The 1.8-acre one is my Aunt Judy or Aunt Jean's, and then the next one down is my Aunt Judy's, and then that one was my uncle's, which is now mine. I got it in 2014, I believe it was. They had to, at the time that she split it up with all of them, they had to get a variance in order to keep the garage where it is. So as it sits now, it has a variance to be right up against the line. There were a bunch of other structures that, another house and garage and several sheds that had to be torn down or removed in order to run those new property lines.
Okay. I see that you have a shed that's to be removed.
Yes, that's just front. A small metal shed. It doesn't even have a floor in it.
How big is the existing shed now?
The garage is, the existing garage is 20 by 32.
Okay, and you want to build one 30 or 40 by?
28 by 40.
28 by 40?
Yes.
Okay. And I also see the part of your property is in the lake.
Yes.
So it's not buildable?
Correct.
Obviously. Okay. So it does make it unique and somewhat, or quite a bit limited, I guess.
It was actually, it doesn't really pertain to this, but the reason it's under the lake is my grandparents owned the property before the lake was there. And I guess it was Denrec that put the lake in. They gave them, all the people around the lake, they gave them the option of clearing their own land and maintaining ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And, or if they cleared it, then it, you know, they would lose the ownership of it. So my grandparents cleared all of it. So.
I see. Okay. All right. Are there questions from members of the board?
I have one question. Okay. You have a question?
No, I had none. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp.
Any complaints about the existing shed, where it's located?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
I have no further questions.
Okay, is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? There's one hand in the back. Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? And I guess I should have asked it, sir, in favor if you wanted to speak or not. Okay, all right, and there's no show of hands or anyone that appears to be in opposition, so the chair will entertain a motion. Unless you feel that he should, I'm convinced he addressed the standards through his testimony, but he didn't directly, I guess, address them.
Mr. Chairman, I feel the standards for a variance were addressed. I'd like to make a motion to approve case 12,215. The uniqueness of the property, we've got a septic, a drain field, and some trees in the way. To make it necessary to relocate the new garage in the same basic area as the old shed. It cannot otherwise be developed without this variance. The issue wasn't created by the applicant because the existing shed location was somewhere between the 50s and 1975. It will not alter the essential character of the development, and it's a minimal variance request to allow the construction of a 28 by 40 garage.
I second that motion.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. A roll call vote. Ms. McGee.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
Aye for the previous reasons have been stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a good evening.